The election is still months away and unpredictable, making it presumptuous to talk about Bill Clinton coming back to the White House. But if that happened, it would be another fascinating aspect of gender-making history. America would join other places where the chief executive also is or has been a married woman, including the United Kingdom, Germany, and Vermont. During her years as governor, Madeleine Cunin was married to Arthur. The late Margaret Thatcher of Britain was married to Dennis. And the current Chancellor of Germany, Angela Merkel, is married to Joachim. So even though there's never been a first gentleman in American history, the role reversal in itself probably wouldn't be a big deal. The public would adapt. But that said, the comparison to other first fellas is imperfect. They're not, or were not, politicians. They didn't involve themselves in affairs of state. Bill Clinton is a former president. Plus, he's Bill Clinton. Just recently, Bill held an impromptu meeting with Attorney General Loretta Lynch, fueling charges that the investigation into Hillary's email controversy was compromised. And it added to the perception that he still does what he wants to do. Reminds me of when then-First Lady Hillary was assigned by Bill to lead a health care task force in 1993. Back then, some folks worried that if things turned out badly, she wouldn't be fired. But they kind of did, and she kind of was. Still, it suggested the idea of not just a person, but a married couple at the center of power. These days, Hillary talks about making Bill her economy czar. That's a title that sounds like it could use a job description and is more likely a recipe of creating power conflicts with staff. I'll admit, I was uncomfortable with having the first lady in a political role. Now I'm feeling the same concern about the first gentleman. I'm fine with guys like Arthur, Dennis, or Joachim who didn't butt in. But with Bill, if things go the way the Clintons hope, I think it would be better if there were limits on what he does, even with all of his talents. That could be smart for Hillary, who, like other female chief executives before her, will need to show she can assert her own power. The only hitch would be to get Bill Clinton to go along.